Well, good evening, and thank you so much for this opportunity to speak to you. The topic that I've been assigned is fasting from a Christian point of view. Well, to really understand the Christian practice of fasting, I think the best way to understand it is to go directly to the source, to see what Jesus, that is, Isa, says about it. So if we go to the NGL, that is the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 9, I want to read you what it says, verses 14 and 15. Then the disciples of John came to him, that is to Jesus, saying, "Why do we and the Pharisees fast, but your disciples do not fast?" And Jesus said to them, "Can the wedding guests mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them? The days will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them, and then they will fast." Well, what is Jesus saying here? There's a group of disciples of John the Baptist, and they come to Jesus to ask him a question. Their leader had taught them to fast. What do we mean by fasting? Well, it's doing without food, of course, for a period of time. And then the most religious people in their nation, who were called the Pharisees, also practiced fasting. But in contrast, Jesus' disciples were not fasting at all. So this really surprised the disciples of John the Baptist. So they came and asked Jesus about this. What was his answer? Well, he painted for them a picture of a wedding celebration. What is a wedding? Well, it's a time of great happiness, a time for the bridegroom, that is the man who's being married, to rejoice with his friends and family. And it's certainly not a time to fast. It's not a time to be deprived of food and drink. It's a time to really enjoy good food and drink. It's a time to celebrate and be joyous. So Jesus is saying here that while he was with his disciples, it was not the time to fast. Later, he would be taken away from them, and then they would fast. Well, what about these people called the Pharisees? What was their attitude? What was their practice of fasting? We read in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 18, verses 11 and 12, that the Pharisee stood by himself. This is one particular Pharisee, and he prayed, "God, I thank you that I'm not like other people, robbers, evildoers, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week and give a tenth of all that I get." Well, this Pharisee was proud of himself because he thought that he was more righteous than other people. He pointed to the fact that he fasted 2 days a week. And he believed that this fasting earned him merit with God. He believed that his fasting earned him favor with God. Well, how does a Christian fast? Jesus speaks to this subject in another one of the Gospels, in Matthew chapter 6, verses 16 through 18. Jesus said this, "When you fast, do not look somber," that is sad, "as the hypocrites do, for they disfigure their faces to show others that they are fasting. I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face, so that it will not be obvious to others that you are fasting, but only to your Father who is unseen, and your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you." So Jesus calls these people who make a show of their fasting hypocrites. What is a hypocrite? It's somebody who tries to impress people as to how holy and righteous and how pious they are, when they really may not be as holy and righteous as they would like other people to think. Jesus, however, tells us how we should fast. He says, in essence, look and dress and act as you normally would. Don't let others know you're fasting. You're doing this to please God, not to impress people. So do it in secret before God, and God will reward you. Well, Jesus indeed later was taken away from his disciples. He was actually killed. He was crucified. He was killed on a cross. He died, and he was buried. And then on the third day, he rose from the dead. And he appeared for the next 40 days in his resurrected body to his disciples on 10 different occasions. And all these occasions are recorded in the four Gospels of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And then on the 40th day after his resurrection, Jesus was taken up into heaven before the eyes of his disciples. And there he sat down at the right hand of God. And after 10 more days, he poured out from heaven the Spirit of God upon his disciples who were praying and waiting in Jerusalem. And the power of the Spirit of God came upon these men and gave them the courage and the desire to go out into all the world and preach the good news. Their message was that Jesus had been raised from the dead, and therefore forgiveness of sins and eternal life was now being offered to those who would believe. Well, how do Christians fast today? It's interesting to note that in the Old Testament, the Christian Bible, we have two basic parts, the Old Testament and the New Testament. There's only one required fast. There were a number of voluntary fasts, but only one was actually required, and that was on the Day of Atonement in the fall of the year, when the high priest would go into the inner room in the temple and offer the blood of animals for the sins of the people for one more year. So on that particular day, the people were supposed to fast, but they didn't have to fast any other time, although they did from time to time, especially when they wanted to show their repentance, their sorrow for their sin, or they were in a national emergency, they were being surrounded by their enemies. So there were occasions when they fasted. They fasted sometimes just to draw near to God, to sacrifice. As it says, their souls were afflicted. But in the New Testament, there's absolutely no requirement for a Christian to fast, although it is encouraged, and some Christians do, and some Christians do not. But here's the thing. What are we Christians doing to try to gain acceptance with God? We have concluded that we cannot really, in our own merit, in our own strength, gain acceptance before a righteous God because of our sins. The only hope we have is through the sending of the Savior of the world to mankind, who is Jesus Christ the Lord, who died and rose from the dead and is alive today. So he is a living Savior. So I myself, as a Christian, it's impossible for me to work and gain righteousness or acceptance or merit before God, because I'm a sinner. I need somebody to take my sins and pay for them and apply to me his perfect righteousness. And Jesus Christ did that. So I don't have to fast. Now, I do fast on a rather regular basis, but I do it out of love and appreciation for Jesus, and because I'm concerned about people that I know, situations in the world. And so it's not something obligatory, but something that I'm glad to do voluntarily. So a Christian does not fast to gain merit with God, because it's a part of our nature to want to please God, because the Spirit of God has come to abide in our hearts. So perhaps I can summarize for you in one sentence the Christian belief about fasting. And here it is. Christian fasting is not done to earn merit or favor with God, but to seek the pleasure of the presence of God and to seek His intervention and His guidance in the important issues of life. I hope this was helpful. Thank you for your attention.